line.
Are we on?
We're on.
We're back. We're considering two parcels of property, if I'm not mistaken, 2013-262 and 263. Those are the BOE numbers. Question arose before the individual turned up that it had been designated that this filed after the date that we could take it. Gentlemen, what's our, either we hear it or we don't hear it.
Well, I just don't see how we can hear it.
I don't think that we're leaving him out in the cold on it. I believe that he has the option of hearing it next year and us making some action on it then. So I'm not going to make a motion on it, I don't guess, but I do don't want to hear it because of me turning down other people when they ask after the June 17th deadline. And if I hadn't said anything to them, you know, I hope you understand that well.
Hey, I'm good with it.
Well,
follow the rules.
I actually thought it was going to be teleconference, so we were going to be chatting with you on the phone, and we were talking about it ahead, but that's my fault. I'd sure like to blame someone. I'm not going to blame you. You take too much. We apologize.
No problem.
But we will
see you here next spring, fall.
Or after the first. We'll make a determination on what we can or can't address.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to send him the information, which will allow... Oh, no, wait a minute. Say that again. Oh, yes.
Before then, we can make a change on it next year, right?
Yes, but remember, you know, we only make a change for the current year.
There is a county commission, however, that can address
it. Sure.
Thank you. And that's after the first of the year. Or any other time. You wore that gum out.
The statutes say the even numbered year will cover the value as of January 1 of the odd year preceding. So if you make a decision in 14, it will be based on January 1 of 2013.
But it will only change the tax value
for 2014 unless other actions are taken.
Okay. If you have questions, give me a call and we'll chat about it.
I know the procedure.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
We apologize.
Hey, no problem.
Give me a hundred. I got a question on those taxes.
Okay.
I'll deal with this.
Okay.
Thanks.
Do we have a teleconference call?
We have
one. Okay, with that page, right?
Right.
Hold on just a minute. On these two that are here, I'm going to put... Not heard, because we have to put something. And the reason they're not heard is because requests came late. Okay. Let's drop over to...
I've seen it.
Did we do... Oh, we've got several then. If we jump back to the assessor, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're once again ready for you, sir.
Okay. 302 and 303.
Got them.
Are just strictly reses that needed to be changed from one lot to the other. We got mixed up on the lots. 302 closed at 5,700, and was raised to 27,800. 303 actually went down when we put the correct res on it. It closed at 26080, and we lowered that by adding the new house to 21,690.
Okay, now help me out.
If you look,
there was a new house that went on this property, but it was a different lot.
Yeah, we had the lots
mixed up.
The houses mixed up on the lots.
Okay.
And the house that came in less was a 1,924 adjusted area square foot house. The house that we had on it to it previously was 2,460 square foot brand new house. Mm-hmm. So that's why the one went down, but the other one went up considerably.
Well, when I add the two values together to start with, I'm right. Looking a little over 32,000 or 31,780. 31,000 it jumped to 49,000 when you take the two new valuations. So I guess my question is, if it was just the difference in the lot value, surely there's something else that was added on.
There was houses added to both.
To both, okay, all right.
Plus the small house was added, taken off one, added to the other one was the big
one. I'm with you.
Okay.
So the recommendation from the assessor on 2013-302 and 303 is to change the valuations to 27,800 and 21,690 respectively. Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Change the appraised value. Assessed, is that assessed value, right?
That was assessed.
The assessed value on BOE parcel number 2013-302 to 27,800 and on 2013-303 to 21,690. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Okay. Okay.
After looking at the evidence and appraisals, this closed at $3,616,000. It's the Radisson Motel. There was a stipulated value reached of $2,240,000. So it's actually a decrease, but it's a stipulated value based on a state tax commission appeal.
So the final valuation is $2,240,000.
Yes, sir.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to decrease the valuation of BOE number 2013-301 via stipulation to $2,240,000. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay. 300.
They're all the same.
It had an old value of 22,920 assessed. Checking the square footage. Sorry. That's already been done.
Not 300, has it?
It says Charlie Wayne Jr. Pinnell.
They're two different
parts. Okay. We added a back deck and raised the value to 24,620. From 22,920 to 24,620 at a neighboring home that he purchased.
This is assessed value.
Yes, on new construction on the home. It's not an increase in the home. It's an, on new construction.
Is there a motion to accept the assessor's recommendation?
I make a motion to accept assessor's recommendation.
Is there a second? Motion's been made and seconded to increase the valuation on BOE parcel number 2013-300 to $24,620. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
312. This closed at $42,350. We removed a mobile home and a wood deck that was nowhere around. We couldn't find any signs of it, and it lowered the value to
Is there a motion to accept the assessor's recommendation on property number 2013-312?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
318.
318. Okay.
It closed at $7,850. We increased this to $9,200. And we had actually took a res and added 30% commercial because of a pizza place being in the corner. So that was due to the increase.
Is there a...
I got a question on that.
Fire away.
Do you, when they have something like that that's approved through PMZ, do you have any way of tracking that? Because that would have had to went through a commercial... permit through PMZ before that could happen, and it's just a question to you. It doesn't have anything to do with this, but it, does it? Do you automatically get tracked on a business commercial license?
No, not automatically.
Well, I mean, how do you have to find it? Then you just have to see it.
We've got hunger. No, we do see, we see every parcel doing reassessment.
Motion for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Accept the recommendation of the assessor, BOE number 2013-318. To establish the assessed valuation at $9,200. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
320. Closed at 2,030. We put it back on at 8,570. We took off an old mobile home, patio, and a wood deck, and added a double-wide mobile home. So it's new.
Is there a motion to accept the assessor's recommendation?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value per recommendation of the assessor on BOE number 2013-320 at 8570. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
It closed at $34,950. The res burned on July 12, 2013. We set the value at 21,730 as a prorated basis.
Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the value of 2013-329 to 21,730 per recommendation of the assessor. Discussion? So, question. Under occupancy, you go by, you pro-rata. Is that what you said earlier? Pro-rate based upon the number of months from the beginning of the year. Okay. All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
330. Closed at 300. Is now 19,300.
Closed at 300 even?
Yes.
Okay. 19.3?
Yes.
And that was, I'm assuming, new house or something?
Yes. And a garage. And a garage.
Okay, under occupancy, is that a pro rata share as well, or is that?
This is 100% that was there January 1.
Gotcha. Thank you, sir.
Motion for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the value of 2013-330 at 19,300. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
This closed at 331. This closed at 9,310. It increased 33,820. This is a house that was put on pro rata as at 50% value. So that portion will be under new construction this year. Next year it will go to its full value of $258,013.
Appraised.
Appraised, yeah. Next year.
But the 33,820 is assessed?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion for approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the assessed valuation of BOE number 2013-331 to 33,820. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
$332,000 Closed at $670,000 ended up with the house on it as of January 1, 2010. This is a house that falls under occupancy, but because it's been sitting there for 2 years, we put it on at the 100% value instead of waiting for occupancy, and that's what the occupancy law reads.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the assessed valuation of BOE number 2013-332 at $21,010. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed nay. Motion carries. James, this real estate?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is improvements on leased land.
Okay.
There's a double wide trailer sits out on Long Creek Dock area, where they say that this trailer will never, Corps engineer says it'll never be leased out again or has no value because of that. The value was $11,030. We left the garage on it. There's a garage there that they're actually using. $3,260.
Well, help me out. So it moved from $11,030 to $3,260. So it's a decrease.
With the removal of the double wide mobile home that's there.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the assessed valuation of BOE number 2013-333, $3,260. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say nay. Motion carries.
I've got five here that did not get BOE.
They're probably on here, they're just not labeled on.
The ones that Jimmy brought in.
It's Willis Moore.
Yes.
That was 334.
334?
Mm-hmm.
It was 12,270 on 334. It increased to 19,410.
And what was that, James?
Huh?
What did we do there?
What I was looking at, Ron, I don't see a note on it.
Assessor recommends increasing valuation of BOE number 2013-334 to 19,410.
So these five notices have been sent, but no reply back on any?
The notices have been sent.
Okay. Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion's been made. Second to accept the assessor's recommendation 2013-334. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Indeed. In answer to your question, it's over with, but there was two mobile homes added. Who else you got?
For Hine, I have 335.
For Hine?
Mm-hmm.
number 335. The old was 7,140. The new, at 50% of the home, is 19,890 under occupancy. This is up in Emery Creek.
You say
19,890.
Motion for approval. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the assessor's recommendation regarding BOE number 2013-335 and assessed valuation of 19,890. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Crosby, 336. The old was 7,140. The new, at 50% value on the home, is 20,190. Sitting side by side in Emery Creek.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the assessor's recommendation regarding BOE number 2013-336. It's an assessed valuation of 20,190. Discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. I'm sorry, which one?
Dennis C. and Linda S. Curran. It's going to be BOE number
337. 337?
Mm-hmm.
The old was...
Hold on just a minute. Let me have that name one more time.
Dennis C. and Linda S. Curran.
And how do you spell friend? The reason I ask is there are a lot of EU in these. Okay, and the valuation, James, was?
Old was 3,800. The new house at a 50% value is 20,240 total.
20,240?
Yes.
You said that was 50%?
Yes.
Gentlemen, is there a motion?
I'm not ready for at the end. Is that the last one?
No.
Oh, well then I'll make
it. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the assessor's recommendation regarding 2013-337 BOE number and establish an assessed valuation of 20,240.
All right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. That was 337 was the number, correct? All right.
We'll make fashion 338.
What's the name that you have there?
John F. Basham, B-A-S-H-A-M.
The old value was 490. And the new value is 5,760.
Motion.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the value of 2013-338 at 5760. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Have you seen not have a motion for number 314?
I have a number that we don't have motions for.
Yeah, I didn't have that from the first.
I didn't see it, Christy. I may add it in one of these.
It's the Edward on the Diane J. D. Augustine.
Actually, I don't have many. I did.
Just one or two you skipped there on the front.
What number are we looking for?
314.
Got it included here in 311 through.
Maybe I missed it though.
Yeah, in the groups.
Yeah. 314 Mill Creek closed at 1,900. Ended up at 35,310. That's the DeGusta?
Yes.
Motion for approval. I thought we'd approve it in the group.
No, I've got it left out also.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value of 2013-314 at 35,310 as per assessor's recommendation. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Assessor, do you have anything else to bring before us? Do you have more properties?
No, I'd like to thank Christy for keeping this stuff in order for me, though. She did a wonderful job, even though we... but she did a wonderful job.
Christy, would you like to see if the county clerk has anything else for us?
She is...
Yes, I do.
Are you the deputy in charge of this, though, aren't you?
Yes.
She had one come in on the 5th.
Is that it? That's just about it, isn't it?
Yeah. I didn't even bring this up.
What is it going?
Well, the adjustments have all been made on the different subdivisions that we talked about earlier. Through our process of evaluation on different lots. You know what I'm saying? In previous years, we've adjusted as we came across on certain ones of subdivisions. I mean, we did this. We had an example here a while ago of Shoals Bend. We lowered those, and then we've had examples on some of the other. I'm not going to go into any more names. I'm just using that for an example. But we made adjustments, and we've already done that through our process this year with evaluations on properties that were in those particular subdivisions, right? Without obsolescence factors.
You've made no motions that I know of on the full subdivisions this year other than the obsolescence.
Right. You know where I'm headed, I mean, you know what I was talking about, Jeff, don't you? I mean, before we've done that, but I think that's...
Well, we've talked about two or three subdivisions, but we didn't do that this year, right? Is that...
Because we just took individuals, and that was, a lot of them had obsolescence factors on them.
Yes.
Are we going to adjourn BOE for this session? Because I don't, there'll be no more presented unless James has them come forward and through his office.
Through new construction.
New construction would be the only thing, and the only thing. The county commission with the three could take care of that without calling a meeting of the entire board, right? I'm going to make a motion we adjourn a BOE for 2013.
What is traditionally known as the summer board?
The summer BOE, yes. Summer BOE.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn what is traditionally be called the summer BOE since we became first class county. Discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Actually, there was no discussion on a motion to adjourn. My apologies. We'll stand adjourned.
Thank you all.
Christy, I too would like to thank you.